The head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran says Washington's pullout of the Iran nuclear deal jeopardizes peace and security in the region and across the globe.
This ominous move is doomed to have serious repercussions for the international and regional peace and security. Excellencies, the reaction at the international level to the unlawful U.S. withdrawal from the JCPOA clearly raises serious doubts concerning the validity and wisdom of the American policy.
Ali Akbar Salehi said that Washington's unilateral withdrawal from the nuclear agreement is a blatant breach of the U.N. Security Council Resolution 2231 and a violation of international law. He said the U.S. decision has imperiled the fate of the deal, which he said is a unique science diplomacy achievement. He added that the U.S. move has fueled the international community's anger at Washington's unilateralism. Salehi was addressing the 62nd annual regular session of the IAEA General Conference in Vienna. And from Vienna, our correspondent Homa Leskin joins us to tell us more about this. So in terms of what Salehi has said, is the venue that he is addressed is going to do anything in favor of Iran or for Iran that could potentially be beneficial in terms of its cooperation maybe with the... Okay, do we have Homa Leskin?
Yes, Copper, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Great, thank you very much. Let me repeat the question. Basically, yes. we were figuring out whether we have you or not. Glad to have you. This venue that Dr. Salehi addressed, can it help Iran's case, in particular when it comes to the cooperation that the EU can have? Because we know how the U.S. looks on the international arena when it comes to the JCPOA.
Yes, Kaveh. Well, Mr. Salehi, just before his speech at the IAEA General Conference, had met upon his arrival in Vienna, his Russian counterpart, and in discussions with the Russian side, he discussed various issues, for instance, pertaining to cooperation on the peaceful use of nuclear technology, the production of isotopes for medical uses. This has been outlined as part of the cooperation that Iran needs from the various countries because it stayed committed to its obligations based on the JCPOA. Following his speech, he's expected to have another meeting with the Chinese side, and he said by probably tomorrow he'll meet his European counterparts as well. So this is a chance at least for diplomacy between Iranian and other officials, especially the Europeans, when it comes to efforts to keep the JCPOA alive. And Mr. Salehi said in his speech today at the IAEA General Conference that though the moves that have been taken already by the Europeans to keep the deal alive are encouraging, they're not enough, that more practical and solid measures are required to complement those encouraging measures. And he said that this is an issue that he will bring up in his meetings with the European partners here at the IAEA. Another issue that he mentioned concerned, as you said there, the consequences of the U.S.'s unilateral withdrawal. We did have a chance to conduct an interview with him following his speech, and I asked him what the scenario would be if indeed the JCPOA does not survive. And he said that Iran has prepared several scenarios, and if the situation does arise that Iran feels the JCPOA is not going to work anymore and it doesn't need to be part of it, then it will enact one of those scenarios, which he said would include, of course, going back to the levels of nuclear activities that Iran had prior to the agreement. This includes, for instance, increasing the level of uranium enrichment, which he said would take place in a matter of days. But he also made it clear that Iran does not want that to happen, that Iran wants the JCPOA to remain in place and believes that the nuclear deal is in the interests of Iran, the region, and the world.
Very good. Thank you very much for that, Homa Leskin. It's a pleasure talking to you, a correspondent there from Vienna.